It's a special episode kasi nga, anong month na ngayon?
It's Happy Pride Month!
Happy Pride Month, Map. Kailan ka naging part ng community?
Matangin na. Ano talong yan? Bored ka ba?
Or kailangan mo ng pamatay oras?
Ito na ang podcast na para sa'yo.
We grew up in a society dictating na dapat ano okay. Kay pagdating mo ng 30s, kasal ka na. Looking back now. Kung tatanungin niyo ako kung napatawad
siya o naman, napatawad ko na siya.
But I would never forget.
Not valued.
Samot Sari.
Mga usapang mema at minsan may pinaglalaban din.
Ako si Cabs.
At ako si Celso.
Kami ang inyong host sa podcast na to. We release new episode every Monday.
Tuesday.
Or minsan Wednesday.
Basta mag-upload tayo. grade 2.
Hindi kasi di ba may ganun? Kailangan mo na-realize na embrace. You're different. Na hindi ka straight.
Ako mga ano siguro, may mga wondering na ako sa pag-iisip ko ng elementary, pero na-confirm ko na hindi talaga. Ito na, tutuldukan ko ng mga bagay-bagay. First year high school siguro.
Medyo late ah.
Late bloomer yarn. Ikaw ba?
Mm-mm. Feeling ko naman ako elementary pa lang, alam ko na na hindi ako straight guy. Kasi... Well, wala pa rin tayong konsepto ng pagiging in love sa lalaki or babae when we were a child.
Pero my God, hindi ka kasi... straight?
Wala akong konsepto. Pero alam ko lang na hindi ako straight guy kasi hindi ko gusto yung mga typical na ginagawa ng mga normal na lalaki. Like playing basketball. Like yung mga pamacho effect. Tsaka yung pagpinagsasabi ka syempre ng bato dati. Pag pinapasabi ako ng bato dati, ang ginagawa ko, nilulunok ko lang talaga siya. Pero ayun nga, Maf, special episode to kasi we will be joined by a special person. We've known her since 2016. This person is very creative.
Oh,
art yan siya. Let's welcome Kim.
Hello. Hello. Happy to be here.
Oh, we're happy that you are here, Kim. Maybe you can do a bit of introduction kasi palamang I didn't do justice sa introduction ko.
Oo nga.
What are you doing now, Kim?
No, it's fine.
Mga advocacy mo, Kim, go.
Ala, yun agad.
Miss Universe lang, di ba? Well, I'm Kim, and obviously I'm from the Philippines, so na Miss Universe talaga siya. I am living here in Malaysia, that's where I met Cabs and Celso. Dito ako sa Malaysia for 10 years na. And then I went here with my long-term partner, going on 13 years now. And obviously, if hindi pa obvious, I am a trans woman. kaya nga, I think I'm here in this podcast to talk about that. I'm not sure. Advocacy, honestly, as you age, as I age, ang dami-dami kong naiisip before, mga ganun-ganun. But now, I think I just want people to be happy, you know. Just be happy. Mm-hmm. Just chase the things that makes you happy. Yan lang.
Ibang masagutan, wow. No? Aces and queens, no? Parang tinrain talaga.
Diba?
Kim, parang naka-work ko siya sa Malaysia.
Saglit lang ba?
Mm-mm, kasi nag-resign siya agad ng mga... After 1 year ba, Kim?
Yeah, after one year. It was not for me. Shut up.
Kim, kasi sobrang ano niya. May balance siya ng pagiging reserve. Pero at the same time, pag kilala ka na niya, ano siya, makulit. Makulit, diba? Ang dami niyang kwento. Remember nga, nung sa nagkasabay tayo sa train kamo, ang dami niyang na-chika.
Oo, tawa ko ng sayo. Tawa. Oo, parang yun ang one of the few encounters na naaalala ko.
Well, ano, yun naman talaga yung feedback ng most of the people who know me. Parang may balance nga. I don't know, parang hindi ko tinatry na maging gano'n. It's just my personality lang siguro. Like, there's balance because in life, there has to be balance talaga. Charot. And kasi if one thing is sobra than the other, then hindi siya balance.
Oh, imbalance. imbalance tawag doon. Okay, well, nasabi mo na rin kanina, Kim, nga, na you're a trans woman and...
Pag-usapan natin ang transgenderism or transsexualism.
Oh, I have something about that, about transgender and transsexualism. Well, actually, those words are parang... They are not really... You cannot use them interchangeably, I would say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kasi if it's transgender, it's like an umbrella na term for those people who don't identify as the gender or the sex that they were assigned at birth. Transgender is very general. Like, parang you don't really have to go through physical or medical transition. But for transsexuals, it's actually a word na parang used for the longest time before transgender. So yung transsexual kasi is like very specific. You really went through transition. You really went through medical transition. You have surgeries. So that's very specific. But even though now, even though you go through transition, like for myself, medically transitioned, may mga surgery na involved, some of transgender people still prefer to be called transgender rather than transsexual kasi nga it has a negative parang connotation to it. So they're not the same. So you cannot really call transgender transsexual, no.
Grabe, ang gandang ano nun, enlightenment sa atin, iba pala ang transsexual sa transgender.
That's where that. Kaya maraming ano, honestly, like for LGBTQ plus, ang dami ng plus, no. For me, I of course, because I'm walking in through the experience of leaving the experience of being a transgender, I would say, I don't know lang ha, if it's the same with the other gender identities, but for me, parang the most thing na parang ano ba yung tawag dun? Parang yung talagang front ng discrimination automatically is yung people na, like myself, like transgender, kasi ang transition na is very obvious. Like parang, if you're gay or if you're bi, parang pwede mo pa siyang dead malang. If you're walking on the street, no one will know. Diba? Unless they will really like know you very well or you tell them. But for people na parang decided to leave a different gender, it's automatic. Like, you will see them. So, it's parang prone talaga siya for discrimination. So, ang hirap. Diba? So, I would say na the experience of being transgender, it's not really easy. So, yeah.
Kailan mo unang na-realize yung parang awakening ba yung term doon? At what age in your life na parang something is not different? I feel like I'm not
different
the
from
right
the rest.
Body, I think. Is that the experience?
Actually, what it's, I think it's not only me, but other people has the same as well. Parang hindi siya norma, hindi siya usual na story. Kasi diba, usually, yung mga sa LGBT, they will have a coming out story. I don't have that. I don't have a coming out story because when I was born, that's when I came out. When I was young, parang let's say mga siguro as far as I can remember, siguro let's say mga 4 or 5 years old. Parang I thought na parang it's like normal na nga, what I feel is normal kasi of course, but we're kids, we're like children, so we don't know what's happening. Tapos yung parent ko naman is hindi naman sila nagsasabi na hindi yan para sa iyo or it's not for you, it's for boys or for girls. Walang ganun. So parang it's like if you wanna play with dolls and if you wanna play with this, parang go ahead. Parang ganun lang siya. But na-realize ko lang na there was something wrong when I was in, of course, elementary na siya. Like, I was probably 6 or 7 years old. Grade 1 at that very early age. Kasi I love to dance. So, doon na nag-start yung mga, syempre, ibang parents. Sasasabi sa parents ko na parang, ay, ano yan? Yung anak niyo, bakla, gay. Kasi at that time, di ba, who knows naman na pwede palang mag-transition. So, yung automatic gay agad. So, parang, so that's the time na parang I was like, thinking, ay, hala, hindi pala normal yung ganito. So, but there was never a conversation sa family ko pa at that time na parang need mo talagang maging like act like a boy, diba, at that age. So yun na yung nag-start na parang hindi naman ako confused. I was just confused why parang
the surrounding, the environment is confused.
Yeah.
But yes, ikaw sure ka.
But for me, I was like, I thought it's normal. And then when I went to high school, dun ko din nasabi na parang I have to really, hindi naman siya plan. I'm a person who doesn't really plan. I'm not proud to say that, but I don't really plan much kasi I let it, parang life happens. But when I was in high school, parang sabi ko, I really have to plan how I want to be in the future. Parang, kasi nakikita ko sa, ano, sa paligid ko, yung mga gay people, it's nothing, it's not trying to put other people na parang, you know, paano ko masabihin to? Kasi iba-iba yung experience natin. So, pero sa community na where I live or where I was from, sa kampung, di ba? Malaysia, Singapore kampung, yung sa village or yung sa ano province, is yung gay people, they're stuck there and then parang yung mindset ng tao is pag gay ka, either maging magtrabaho ka sa salon or magiging sastre. Mga ganun-ganun. I felt scared. Hindi naman siya degrade na, dinedegrade ko yung it's just me. It's like my own struggle at that time. So, sabi ko, I have to do something about that. Pero hindi naman ako comfortable na maging ganun yung ano. Kasi I have a lot of ambitions at a young age. So, kaya nga nung high school, parang I was trying to find nga talaga kung ano yung mangyayari sa akin in the future. Parang, ano ba, magiging comedian? Kasi I'm like a funny person. Parang, sabi ko naman, hindi ko naman ang gusto yun kasi gusto mo kung balance yung life ko. I'm like professional at the same time. Creative and funny and relatable. Mga ganun. So, fast forward, when I was in college, actually, pag-take ko nga ng course ko, my gender has something to do with that. Because honestly, I wanted to take psychology. I wanted to be a doctor in whatever, wala, chuchu. Yung parang, kasi I really like to, I'm amazed by what psychologists do, you know. So, sabi ko, however, if I will take that course, kasi diba in the Philippines, sabi ko parang I will not be allowed to be who I am, who I want to be, na parang maging babae lang talaga. Wala pang transition, wala pang ganun, makeup lang, tsaka dress. People brand me as transvestite or crossdresser. Even I myself, I thought, maybe I'm gay. That's what I thought, diba? Kasi nga yun yung alam kong word eh. Kaya nga, education and being familiar with this stuff is very important. At the time, sabi ko, maybe I'm gay or whatever. But then, hindi ako comfortable na to present myself as a guy. Alam mo yun? And then I was even not satisfied to look at myself na parang may kulang, naka-makeup naman ako and everything. Hindi pa rin siya soft. Hindi pa rin babae. But anyway, going back, so sabi ko nga, if I will take psychology, I cannot be like this in a professional setting. Di ba ganun naman sa Philippine, sa atin, di ba? Parang, I don't know lang now. I've been out of the country for like 10 years. Yeah, but that time, it was like, ano ba yun, 2006, 2007. Okay. Sabi ko, parang people are forced to like, to if you're transgender, of course, wala pang word na ganun, adjust ka talaga. For example, you're taking education. So to be a teacher, maging, you know, dress up like a man talaga, di ba? Kasi nga, you're taking that. So I was like so scared. Sabi ko, I will never be happy if I will pursue that. So ngayon, I know I was like researching, manual pa yung researching, di ba? Kasi wala pang Google. May Google na, but that, not that ano, accessible. So I was researching ano yung course. So I found mass communication. And I would say I took the right step naman, I guess. Kasi there, I found out na parang I can be who I want to be. At that time, hindi ko pa alam na I'm trans or whatever. Parang for me lang is, yun ang nga, advocacy to be happy. Like, kasi for me, if I'm happy, wala siyang limitation. I can do whatever I want to do. Kasi nga, wala siyang, there is nothing na would stop me. Kasi nga, I'm happy with what I'm doing. So I took mass communications, and luckily, because of this one psychologist, because we can see a psychologist sa campus, she's the one na parang made me realize na there's this other, ano ba tawag dito? There's another identity na I can identify with. Kasi, you know, having the sessions with her, free lang to ha, it's covered. Hindi naman siya free. It's not free. It's part of your tuition, probably. I don't know. But she's the one na parang made me realize about transsexual pa yung first term ko na na-encounter. And she gave me a hint about, you know what, there is a study, you know, there are these people na parang they're not comfortable with their own, you know, they made this transition. And that's when I started to transition. So for me, maybe yung coming out ko is that one. Kasi it's not coming out like telling my parents what I am. But for myself, dun ko na identify yung self, ay, hindi ako gay, hindi ako bi, hindi ako ganito, ganito. I am trans woman. Kasi sabi ko, ay, I need to do this for myself. I think I'd be happy. So then, dun ko nakita na, ay, I need to take hormone therapy. I have to do this and that. That's the first step, I guess. I was 16 or 17 at that time.
Alam mo, ano, si Kim, pwede siyang pang beauty pageant. Ang magiging ano sa kanya, manlalamon ng mic na hindi nag-ground. Isang talong lang yun. Nakita mo yun. Grabe, di ba yung context? Paso ka lahat yung ano, sa 30 seconds kasi madidisqualify tayo. Pero napakaganda na. Napakaganda nung ano, no? Ang daming background. Ang dami ko natutunan na transgender, transsexual, magkaiba pa.
Kayo nang bahala mag-edit.
Hindi, what I edit. Napakaganda, napakalaman, napaka ano. Informative yung sinabi mo.
And it's good to know, no? To learn about your whole journey of transitioning. Kasi others would have like a more, ano mo, sad story or...
Yes.
Pero sayo,
kailangan mo i-CGI yung cry ko dito kasi no?
Blessed si Kim na nandun siya sa isang welcoming and safe space na pamilya. Mm-mm.
Exactly. Sobrang importante talaga no yung family kasi pag alam mo sa sarili mo na tanggap ka ng family mo, you have your family support. Parang others validation wouldn't matter eh. Kasi tanggap ko sa sarili ko, tanggap ako ng family ko. Okay na ako doon.
I agree. Mm-mm.
Yes. I think na-cover niya na yung ano, yung first three questions natin. Nasa fourth time. Ganon kagaling si Kim.
Advanced na
tayo. Ito, I have a question.
Tapos,
ano,
tapos ni girls yung tanong, eh. Go.
I have a question. What are your thoughts on joining Miss Universe or other sports na female category? Okay lang ba sumali ang mga trans woman?
Yeah, okay. The short answer for me is yes. I know it's very controversial or it's very well, ano bang tawag dito? Ito yung mga kachika-chika ngayon. Even in the US, knowing the US should have been very accepting with this, no? Short answer for me is yes. Because for me naman, if you're transgender, of course, meron kasi, okay, this is the thing. Yung tao, ibang tao kasi, when they think that being transgender or transitioning to like, hindi lang, like for myself, I'm a trans woman, no? And it's not limited to trans women, a trans man as well, you know, a woman transitioning to a man. I don't really want to use the word like man to woman. Parang switching lang kasi. But anyway, there is this misconception kasi na parang it's like, ano lang to eh, parang, ano mo yung parang nag-dress up lang kami. Parang one day gusto ko mag-babae. Tomorrow, ayoko na. Some people have that thought na parang, it's easy. Wag kang magdamit pang babae. They thought it's like that. It's beyond that. So, kaya nga pag sabi, pag-join ng yung mga trans dun sa pageant or sa sports, kaya nga kahit yung LGBT, kahit yung mga trans, hati yung opinion when it comes to this. Kasi nga, of course, it all comes down to how comfortable are you with yourself? How well do you know yourself? If you transition as a woman, you consider you are a woman. Honestly, if I'm giving a chance to live in a country na parang no one knows me, no one can identify na parang I'm different, I'm not going to be pretending, but I will just live the life normally as a woman. Kasi after all, I've done everything. Ano pa ba yung point na I will let you know my story, di ba? That's reserved for someone special for me,
hindi
for everybody. So going back to the question, I'm okay with it. Kasi if you're transgender, you go through a drastic change. Hindi ka lang, did not wake up one day na, I want to be a trans woman kasi gusto kong sumali ng Miss Universe. Who has that kind of dream? Wala naman, di ba? It's like parang, ay gusto kong, I'm like, for example, lalaki ako. Ay gusto kong mag Miss Universe in the future. Magta-transition ako. Hindi naman ganun yung goal dun eh. You know, it just happened. Life happened. It's not my choice, di ba? So I'm fine. And then if you go through, tawag dito, if you are a transgender, you go through the process of transitioning. Actually, even transitioning has different layers to it. Kasi as we know, transitioning, ay na-transition na siya. For us, parang ay nag-hormones na, nag-dress up na. It's really beyond that. Kasi psychologically or mentally, you have to transition. Parang you have to think the gender that you want to you really are, hindi naman you want to be, diba? Kasi yun na yung yun talaga yun eh. And then the other thing is you have to transition doon din sa if you're transitioning late in your life, you have to transition to society. Like you have to, you know, show them kung ano yung gender mo na talaga. And then you have to transition medically. Yun na nga, yun na yung hormones and then yung mga surgery. So if you're transgender and joining these pageants and even yung sports, you're already living the life or the, to be specific, yung trans women. You're already a woman. Kasi if you take hormones, di ba, you take hormones, you take surgery, you're not the same as the, like, kinocompare kasi nila, like, sa sports, kinocompare nila yung strength ng lalaki sa babae. It shouldn't be like that kasi if you're taking hormones, somehow, wala ka ng testosterone, di ba? You have, but it's not the same as the guy. So, meron pa rin difference doon sa body mo. That's very medical. Medical ba? Tama. I'm not really an expert when it comes to that. But for me, there's really different when it comes to strength. And then, if we go to technicalities, ano, for me, my answer is a yes, but then also, there are certain things na kailangan i-meet ng trans woman who's joining. Of course, you have to be really a trans like woman. Like, you have changed everything, at least for me. Ha? Because it means that you're really living this life. Hindi ka confused in the first place. Who? Kasi I know naman the fear of other people. Like, oh, ngayon transgender, trans woman siya. What if few years down the road, lalaki pala ulit ako. And then, de-transition. I understand.
May ganun, di ba? May mga ganun.
May ganun. That's why they are throwing that na possibility, di ba? So, kaya for me, maybe there will be, my answer is yes, when there are some technicalities, maybe, you know, that these people can put in place na to be fair din naman for everybody else.
And by the way, the opinions of the guest does not reflect the opinions of the management, the network. Iyan na lang natin yun, yung disclaimer na yun. Pero yeah, yes. I got your point. Very, very well said. Miss Baguio. Miss Tagasangkapan.
Bacolod.
Miss Bacolod. Okay.
Miss Bacolod. So I just wish that people would be more accepting, no?
I just want to add something. The other day I was like reading something. Actually, if you people are very ano na yung mga transgender magjo-join sa sports, like in the US alone, parang there was like a study, not even 1% of people na parang are transgender. So it's like so 100%, like not even 1%. So bakit, how can that affect the entire sports ng ano women's sports? You know what I mean? Kasi hindi nga siya, it's a negligible percentage. So, sakto na yun. So, yeah.
Ako, ibabalik ko na lang ulit dun sa ano. Basically, yung transition mo sobrang smooth, di ba? Pero, for sure, meron pa ding mga daily struggles or what are the common struggles na you still face?
Or yung memorable na ano. Yan, iiyak ka na dyan. For sure.
Pinapush niya talaga na maging silent cams.
Tsaka Kim, if you can compare, no, kasi 'di ba, masasabi mo ba na parang mas tolerant yung mga tao sa Malaysia, like specifically KL, kumpara sa mga sa Pilipinas? Kasi in the Philippines, they make fun of LGBT, transgender, or gay, 'di ba? Pero sa KL parang they're more accepting or more tolerant, I would say. So yeah, maybe you can answer that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally agree, and even I always tell that din sa mga friends ko doon din sa Pinas. Na I'm telling them, I'm so surprised kasi I thought Malaysia would be, I was scared when I first came here kasi nga, di ba, Muslim yung karamihan. But I was so surprised. They're even more open-minded, more accepting compared. Sa Philippines kasi, it's like, okay, accepted. Kasi may mga pageants, may mga events, na ganun-ganun. But then, meron pa rin discrimination one way or another. Parang hindi siya indirectly, it's a discrimination, but people does not realize that it's discrimination. You know what I mean? Like parang, yun na nga, people make fun of you or parang ginagawa kang kakatawanan. For other people, it's fine with that. Others are not. Dito hindi. It's like you are treated like with respect automatically. Hindi siya na parang you really have to fight for that na you have to respect me. It's a default. Especially for me, as like a trans. When I came here, like a trans woman, when I came here, I was so scared to go to the women's bathroom. Kasi nga, my God, di ba? Baka bigla akims, ma-prisoner.
Ubugin.
Di ba? But then, I went in, and then, ano yung mga kaka, yung mga taga-Dinis, parang kinakausap ba nga ako na parang, ay, where are you from? Mga ganyan-ganyan. And there was a one story when we were working in whatever company na pinatrabahuhan natin cabs. There was a time na I was stuck sa isang LRT train station. And then, I was busy na, bago pala ako sa KL that time, kinukuha ko yung parang token ng LRT. And I accidentally went into the men's bathroom kasi nga hindi ko napansin yung sign. And alam yung ano, yung kaka, yung cleaning lady, talagang tumakbo siya na sumisigaw na parang kung sa atin pa, ate, mali, mali yung pinasukan mo. She was like running and grabbed me and then moved me to the right, ano, to the right bathroom. Bathroom.
Pwede naman. Sabi ko, perfect,
di ba? At least, meron mga ganito. Samantala, yung mga story ng friends ko dun sa Pinas, nakikita ko sa Facebook.
Ay, naku.
Nag-warla kasi pinalabas, mga ganyan. So, honestly, mas open, mas accepting yung mga tao. So long as hindi ka, of course, meron naman talaga siyang limitation, again, balance, na hindi ka yung, alam mo na yun, you know how to be decent. Yun.
I think respect is there. Respect is universal kasi. Hindi naman kasi siya based sa bansa or sa race mo. As long as you have respect. And it just so happened, mas respectful nga yung mga tao sa Malaysia. Sorry for the word. Pero yun yan naman talaga.
Actually, yes. That's one of my... Ang dami ko experience, Gabs, and it will not fit in your podcast. Charing.
Ay, two parts to. Ay, gawin natin two parts. Diba?
The other
part one and part two.
The other thing, honestly, okay, ito kasi yun. Naging palaban ako, I would say, kasi when I was in, ano, when I was young, hindi naman ako old ngayon, when I was like...
Oh, naman, no? Fresh na fresh.
Yung mom ko kasi, okay, before, parang inaccept ko na, I accept defeat, charot, na parang by default, people have the right to parang kansyawan ako or discriminate.
Oh, nakakan ka.
Hindi na ako lumalaban. Parang okay, sabihan kang bakla-bakla, okay, fine, dead man na. But my mom was the one na parang, no, wag mo, don't allow them to do that to you. Who are they? Di ba? Wala silang pinapakain. Sayo, wala
silang pinapakain. Ay, dito ako maiiyak. I think wala ako maiiyak sa kwento na to.
Actually, wala ka. They have no direct impact sa life mo. Kasi nga, they're just, you know, who are they anyway? So, doon ako, you know, like, nung college ako, halimbawa, kasama ko yung, kasi my mom worked abroad for like 16 years. So, from time to time, umuwi siya for vacation. So, there was a time na parang I was in college, umuwi siya. I was like heavy makeup and everything, pag-girl. Then, pumunta kami ng downtown. Sa bus, meron doon isang mama na nagbibenta ng balut and everything. Alam mo, napakakita niya sa akin, parang, diba, sila sumisigaw sila ng paninda. Balut, ganun. Nag-switch, parang bakla, ganun. Parang ginawan talagang kakatawanan.
And my mom
actually really stood up. Like parang she's, ay literally, like ano siya, anong matawag doon? She stood.
Tumayo,
oh my God. Tagalog is not my first language. Sharing. So tumayo siya. And then she was like, alam mo ba, do you know na anak ko to, yung kinakansya, yung, you know, your... Anong tawag din, inaano mo. Parang sabi niya, you know what, my advice to you is, rather than isisigaw ka na bakla yung anak ko to the all of the people here sa bus, why not sumigaw ka ng mga binibenta mo? At least with that, magkakapera ka pa. We don't need to parang sumigaw na parang magbenta ng whatever kasi we have our own income. Hindi namin kailangan na magbenta dito. So, ikaw pa, na ganun yung sitwasyon mo, ikaw pa yung may, parang may
warla si mother. I love it.
Well, you're the one pa na parang have the confidence to discriminate us na samantala ikaw to yung nangangailangan. Parang ganun. I know it's not a good thing to, kasi nga, na-trigger din si mom. Parang what she was trying to teach me is that, respect these people, kasi nga, parang kailangan nilang kumayod para kumita. But the moment they step on, cross the line. Yes, kailangan mo nang lumaban. Kailangan mo nang talagang tell them na parang, put them on their place. Na parang, okay, parang ganun, ganun siya. So, yun na yung, marami pa doon, marami pa mga ganun. So, after like a while, na-realize ko nga, tama nga yung mom ko, I will not let other people, parang, I will not allow them to do that to me. Nahin, wala naman akong ginawang mali. Kasi for them, parang, they felt na they're entitled to discriminate me na kasi nga, they know, ay, bakla to, ganun-ganun. So parang it's like, okay.
Natouch ako doon.
Kasi sa Malaysia, you won't experience that eh, no? Sa Pinas lang talaga eh.
Yeah, I never. Tinay ko na din maging, alam mo yung maging very colorful and very loud na, try lang ha, it's not really me. Like, my outfit and stuff.
Experiment lang ba?
There's no difference. Parang hindi ko talaga tititigan. Alam mo sa Pinas, pag dumadaan ka sa mall, nagbabash yung Philippines, ano, charot. Dumadaan ka sa mall.
Well,
yung mga tao doon naman. Parang, pagkadaan mo parang, alam mo yung parang lilingot.
Iba yung tingin na ano, parang tinatapakan yung pagkatao mo.
Dito, wala. That's why I'm so comfortable, honestly, to be, ano, I'm very comfortable na to be who I am here in Kuala Lumpur, to be specific.
That's great to know. Well, Kim, do you still have any aspirations or future plans? Kasi sabi mo kanina, you don't usually plan, pero now na you're in a better place, maybe you have more time to plan for your future or, you know, to make all your aspirations turn it into a reality ba?
Honestly, yung gusto ko, charo, gusto ko lang mangyari, and with my partner, of course, you know, we've been together for almost 13 years now. We want to get married. So, we really want to get married, and that's really the challenge. Alam mo yun, again, that's discrimination. It's not because hindi ka naman talagang ginamang katatawanan, but it's a discrimination because that's supposed to be a right for me and my partner. If not to be married in a church, at least we will have to be bound by something legally. Kasi now we're together, we spend our like a decade na of our lives together. Na parang we have to be a couple. You know, alam mo yung mga rights. We go into some people kasi like maybe when you're young, it's like more on the facade lang. Parang I have a partner, I have a boyfriend, happy and everything. You don't really realize. Like for me, it's deeper than that na. Kasi I'm in a stage na parang tapos yung mga kilig-kilig moment. It's like more life na talaga siya. I really want to settle down. I'm settling down, but there's still something missing. Alam mo yon, like even my partner, like Mark and I, was like, we're still happy. Okay, don't get us wrong. We're happy. We can still do things that we love to do. But parang meron siyang limitation, you know? Kasi nga, we are not couple. We're still single.
Tapos na.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Samut Sari.
Para updated ka sa mga bago naming ganap, follow us on Instagram @SamutSari Podcast.
Next time ulit ha.